Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show as we come back from commercial break. Breaking news, the Guardian.com reporting, and this is related, that's why I bring it up now. Capitol attack panel subpoenas Google, Facebook, and Twitter for digital records. Oh, that's going to sting some people. The House Select Committee investigating the Capitol attack subpoenaed Twitter, Meta, Alphabet, and Reddit on Thursday for records related to 6 January insurrection. Yeah, and the Guardian, an overseas outfit. You see how they do that? They flip the dates around European style. The 6 January insurrection, as it seeks to review data that could potentially incriminate the Trump White House. We'll see. Facebook is part of Meta and Google is part of Alphabet. The move by the Select Committee suggests the panel is ramping up its examination of social media posts and messages that could provide evidentiary evidence. That's a little redundant.
Evidentiary evidence.
Could provide evidentiary evidence as to who might have been in contact with Trump White House around January 6th, one source said. A redundant source.
It's like Major League Baseball baseball. MLB baseball.
Congressman Penny Thompson, the chairman of the Select Committee, said in his statement that he authorized the 4 subpoenas since those platforms were used to communicate plans about the Capitol attack, and yet the social media companies ignored, I tell you, earlier requests. The subpoenas to the 4 social media companies were the last straw for the Select Committee after repeated engagements with the platforms went unheeded. Thompson said in the letters that amounted to stinging rebukes over the platform's lack of cooperation. Thompson said in the subpoena letter to Twitter that the Select Committee is interested in obtaining key documents House investigators suspect the company is withholding that could shed light on how users used the platform to plan and execute the Capitol attack. They used Twitter? Was it Twitter? Anyways, the chairman said the Select Committees were interested in the records from Reddit since the R the Donald subreddit that eventually migrated to a website of the same name hosted significant discussion and planning related to the Capitol attack. Thompson said House investigators were seeking materials from Alphabet, the parent company of YouTube, which was a platform for significant communications by its users who played a key role in the Capitol attack, you know, so... The tech companies, they're all being subpoenaed. We'll see how that goes.
They could easily flood them with so much information they can't even possibly decipher it very quickly. Could you imagine how much, like, just... I mean, because they need to be very specific about exactly what they want to see from these folks. Otherwise, you know, if Google wanted to, they could just say, here's all the records of every person
here
breathing
is
from ever.
All the data.
Here's everything.
Yeah, all the
I'll
data.
I'll see you when it's done downloading. In 15 years.
And we've hooked up the AOL.
Very nice. Very nice.
844-967-2789. We use the Facebooks around here and the Twitter, at Devil Radio on Twitter, at the Devil's Advocates radio show, I guess it is, on Facebook. Got a thank card. Bill's calling from Oconomowoc. Welcome back, Bill.
Great show, by the way. You guys do a super job.
Don't we, though? Aren't we great at this?
Oh, you do. I'm going to rate you number one nationally. Number one. And
awesome.
I'm not teasing you. You guys are awesome.
Well, you're just, thanks, Bill. We weren't teasing either.
Well, let me cut to the chase.
Yes,
Kevin
sir.
McCarthy refuses to testify because why? He says he has nothing to offer. Oh, Mr. Criminal of the Constitution, yes, you do. You have one thing to offer. It's called the truth. Can you handle it? Do you know the truth, Mr. Kevin? You know, when he rolls, mark my words, when he rolls, boy, then people are going to get nervous all the way to the top. And I think he will roll. What do you think?
I'm not sure, Bill, if we have a method of compulsion. And we got to find former U.S. attorney joining us very soon. We'll ask his legal opinion. But how do you compel... Kevin McCarthy, how do you compel the minority leader to give testimony if he says, like Jim Jordan and a few others, oh, it's an illegitimate panel, I do not honor the subpoenas? Well, are you going to hold the minority leader in criminal contempt?
Subpoena, then you issue criminal contempt. I mean, you have to. If Merrick Garland's worth anything, he has to. That's just a form of law. That, am I right or am I wrong?
I think you're right. What was your impression, the seditious conspiracy charges? I mean, that is certainly turning up the heat at the DOJ.
You took the words out of my mouth. I wanted to call Ron Johnson and said, now, is that tourism or terrorist? What do you think, Ron? What do you think? How do you interpret that? Were those tourists really, or were they terrorists? What, you know?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious, Bill, that he would still minimize everything.
Well, of course he will, but, you know, you can play that man like a fiddle, and you have. And I know you can't get him back on the air, but you can play him out like a fiddle by recording him.
Bill, I appreciate the kind words, but let me draw a small distinction. Can I ask him back on the air? I could. Do I want him back on the air? No, sir, I do not.
Well, you could, and then you could have a fumigating company come in, and, you know, you could have hazmat and have it cleaned up after he left.
But I recommend Zero Res if you're in Madison.
Yeah.
Forward or backwards, it's the right way to clean, Bill.
But when he has his first promotion or his first, you know, get-together, gala, whatever you want to call it, please advertise it on your station. I would like to actually go out of my way to participate.
Hmm.
And I know I'll run into people where I can ask them some serious questions. And unlike you, I'm not a broadcaster. I'm just man on the street.
Unlike me? Well, Bill, you know, you're not super cool then. In your words. You know, I'm just parroting your words about me, of course. You know, the good ones. I like the good ones. We now bring on a fine guest. He is always generous in spirit and compliments. He is James Santel, former U.S. attorney. But, you know, he says nice things. But he actually graduated from law school. Unlike yours truly. More Devils. We'll be right back with Jim Santel.
There's a good chance I may have committed some light treason.
But it also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Why not gargle?